Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "The words of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love and faith, and your service and patient endurance, and that your latter works have exceeded the first. But I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her onto a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great tribulation unless they repent of their works, and I will strike her children dead. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will give to each according to your works. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold to this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, do not lay on you any other burden, only hold fast to what you have until I come. The one who conquers and who keeps my works till the end, to him I will give authority over nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself receive authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're to Thyatira in our trip through Revelation, and the Thyatirans have gone through a lot. They're enduring a lot, and they're a good church. They're the kind of church that you would want to send your kids to if your kids have moved out of the house, or even better yet, they're the kind of church that you want your parents attended at the end of their life. These people know the gospel. They know about the fruits of the Spirit which grow out of the understanding and life of the gospel. They know about what it means to be the church. To the angel of the church of Thyatira write, "The words of the Son of God," and so on. He talks about how strong and scary he is. And then he starts talking about, "I know your works of love and faith and service and patient endurance. You don't have to be afraid of this one unless you're opposed to this one. And the only reason you need to be afraid in opposition is because you're causing suffering and he's going to make it stop. You're causing the diminishment and the hardship and the sorrow of those that he loves, and he's going to make it stop. You don't get the right to hurt his children." The Thyatirans hear the word. They receive it. They rejoice in it. They live out its fruits. They live out its energies. They work patiently. But there are a couple of words in here that are a nice interchange that John uses as he's telling us about this, or rather that the Lord is using as he uses John as his scribe. And the first is where he says, "I know what you do and your patient endurance." That word is hypomene, and a word that we need in our day, this day, because we think that patient endurance means pushing through all of this nonsense and going through it and taking the blows and keeping our head going and things. And while there certainly is an element of that, The word simply means to be focused on one thing. And I almost kind of wish that it had said that, because you see that word and that idea appearing throughout Scripture. Talks about that with Jesus in the book of Hebrews. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. He had a focus. He had a direction that he was going. He had a goal. He had a destiny. He had something that he was going to accomplish for the sake of his beloved. And he was not going to be detoured or distracted. He knew where he was going, and he was going to get there, because that's what love does. It doesn't allow itself to take a right or a left turn along the way. And that's what the problem with that woman Jezebel that gets mentioned in our reading is, that she's distracting his children from where they should be going, from that focus which so defines the beauty and wonder and honor and glory of being a part of that church. The honor and glory that the Lord bestows on her, his people, the bride of Christ, by saying forevermore, because the word of the Lord endures forever, for saying forevermore that they were like this. And it's interesting, too, the word that he chooses to talk about, which is exactly the opposite kind of focus. Now, you might say that the opposite of being focused is being distracted, but it's not. It's this next word in the Greek of the Revelation here. The word is aphes, but you may know this if you've been around anybody who's had a stroke, because the medical term aphasia is a really interesting one, because it means that people can't get the parts of their body or the parts of their mind to work together, even though they're all working perfectly. I remember when I first ran across this word when I was visiting one of our folks who had a stroke in the hospital, and there was nothing wrong with his hand. He could move it, he could do anything that he wanted with it, but he had aphasia, and he couldn't move his left side and his right side in concert with one another. He could pick something up with his left hand, or with his right hand. He could pick something up with his left hand, but he couldn't reach out both at the same time to grab the same cup because of that aphasia. That's what the word does. It separates it. It keeps you from being able to look at it. It keeps you from being able to say it. And that's what tolerance does to us. It keeps us from being able to really address and focus what we're doing. Now, tolerating in terms of loving somebody and not hitting them with the law all the time is a great thing, but tolerance is a word that gets tossed around for every evil, too. You see something happening, and you tolerate it. How many times have we heard stories about somebody bleeding to death on the street as people walked by, their aphasia in full view? They don't even turn to look, including just recently. We focus. We look. Because we've been given a mission. The problem is that our whole world has abandoned that mission, except the church. To get us from where we are in the midst of sin and sorrow and pandemic and earthquakes and fires and hurricanes and storms and tornadoes. And the Lord alone only knows what next. Into our Father's house. And to love each other along the way. Oh, how we get distracted. The deep things of Satan call us because we think that there's something there. We believe the same lie that Eve heard in Eden. Oh, you won't die because God knows that when you eat of it, you will become like God, knowing good and evil. There's a deep secret that you should have that God is holding out on you and he won't give you. Right now, all you've known is good, but you can know evil too. And evil will satisfy and fulfill you. And that lie draws us down into a pit from which there is no escape. There is no satisfaction in evil, only destruction. Because evil takes our focus off of the Lord who loves us and calls us home and puts it on something which is part of the dying world, which becomes a part of our death. When our eyes are fixed there, we can't see the light and glory of God. We can only see the darkness. But for those who have found themselves in that blackness, in that hole, in that dark and evil place, especially those who have seen the light of Christ shining through into our lives, you know that there is hope, but it comes from outside. It comes when the Lord himself has decided to reach into our lives and rescue us, to pull us out of that pit, to be the one with the fiery eyes and the bronze burnished feet who comes marching into our deep dark hole, marching into our evil, and lights the way home, so that we might know where to follow, so that we might know where to go, so that that Shekinah glory which led the people of Israel through the Red Sea and through the desert might also be our light that leads us home from this evil place to our Father's house. And along the way, casts its loving light on those who will love us and him, that we might love and care for each other. He doesn't ask any more of the Church of Thyatira because they've already got enough, because they have him. Focus. Focus not because it's another rule to follow, because it's something that you can do to earn your salvation. But focus because there you see our gracious Lord, whose pierced hands bid you to him, who's called you from the day that you were splashed with water in baptism to the day that you get splashed with joy in the resurrection. Focus. As we face all of these hardships, all of these sorrows, all of these evil things, all of these evil days, let's not get distracted. Let's not let the aphasia of these days separate our actions and love from him. But most of all, let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and march. Run, rejoice that he calls us, forgives us, and loves us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Mr. Philip Magnus, who serves the Lord in Togo part-time. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.